And her mother's brother brought her to Georgia. And she was raised by her uncle. So she didn't know too much about her parents herself. Now her father lived a while after then, but she didn't know too much about him because he was in South Carolina and she was in Georgia. So she didn't know too much about her parents.
Okay,
well,
are you married?
Oh, yes, I have been. I'm a widow.
Uh-huh.
I've been a widow 5 months today.
Oh, too.
Uh-huh. 5 months ago. My husband died with cancer. And I'm living alone.
It really takes a lot of courage.
It does. It takes a lot of courage, but you know, sometimes you don't have any choice. Mm-hmm. I have 4 daughters, but they are grown and they have their families, and don't any of them live here.
What was your husband's occupation?
He worked for a retail ice company. They made and sold ice, and they have cold storage. They cured meat and things like that, and cut meat and wrap.
Sounds like a delightful place to work.
Yes, and he loved it. He worked at that plant 38 years. Well, 40 years, really, because we stayed married 38 years. And he worked there 40 years, and he loved it. I used to tell him he loved it better than he did his house. He's been dead 5 months today.
Was he born in New Brunswick?
No, his home was in Florida, West Florida. He came here in 27.
How much education has he done?
Well, maybe 5th or 6th grade, something like that. Not too much.
Oh, okay.
But what we knew, we kind of picked it up, you know, after we got grown.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
You could really pick up a lot.
Yeah. Because I have a pretty good job now. And before I had this job, I managed the lunchroom right out there where I am now.
Oh,
okay. I managed the lunchroom for 9 years. Uh-huh. Did all the buying and planning menus.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that's really an organization job.
It was a job, all right. But I enjoy it.
Well, these are the questions. I'm just answering what they even come to mind. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours, about 3 or 4 p.m.? You could say, well, I expect to see him later this.
Well, I would, if it's 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, I would say, well, I would expect to see you real early in the morning.
Oh, I'm sorry, I meant 3 or 4 p.m.
Oh. Well, I would say in the early part of the afternoon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You could say, well, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
Okay, and mm-hmm. If in the morning it's sunrise, in the evening it's
sundown.
Okay. And if there's been a storm, and the rain stops, and the clouds go away, and the sun comes out, you can say that the weather is, what, doing what?
Clearing up. Or fair enough, you can go very well.
Do you have a name for a really hard rain that doesn't last very long? It just comes down in torrents, and then stops.
Yeah. Not too often, but occasionally.
Do you have a name for it?
No, I don't. I hadn't thought of that. Maybe a downpour.
Okay, yeah.
A downpour.
Let's see. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mallow piece.
Okay. I was really amazed at the number of different words people have.
I bet. The different definitions on
it. Yeah, things like clock shelf or fireboard.
Sure enough.
Let's see, what about the things that the logs rest on in the fireplace, the iron things?
Let me see, we used to call them fire dogs.
Okay, and what about the small pieces of wood that you used to start the fire?
Kindling.
Okay. And if you have some kindling that has lots of fat in it, it's especially rich, does it have a special name there?
Lotter.